Today it's time to stop singing and start swinging. America today finds herself in a unique situation. This is a new generation.
I don't believe in any form of racism. I don't believe in any form of discrimination or segregation. I believe in Islam. I'm a Muslim. And there's nothing wrong with being a Muslim. Nothing wrong with the religion of Islam. That just teaches us to believe in Allah as the God. And those of you who are Christians probably believe in the same God. Because I think you believe in the God who created the universe. And that's the one we believe in, the one who created the universe. The only difference being, you call him God, and we call him Allah. The Jews call him Jehovah. If you could understand Hebrew, you'd probably call him Jehovah too. If you can understand Arabic, you probably call him Allah. The real religion of Islam doesn't teach anyone to judge another human being by the color of his skin. The yardstick that is used by the Muslim to measure another man is not the man's color, but the man's deeds, the man's conscious behavior, the man's intention. And when we use that as a standard of measurement or judgment, we never go wrong. But when you just judge a man because of the color of his skin, then you're committing a crime. When they start indicting us because of our color, that means we're indicted before we're born, which is the worst kind of crime that can be committed. There'll be a dialogue. There'll be some communication. And I'm quite certain there will then be some understanding. Despite the fact that I saw that Islam was a religion of brotherhood, I also had to face reality. And when I get back into this American society, I'm not in a society that practices brotherhood. I'm in a society that might preach it on Sunday, but they don't practice it on any day.
We're all in the same bag. In the same boat. We suffer political oppression, economic exploitation, and social degradation. All of them from the same enemy.
America itself is a society where there is no brotherhood, controlled primarily by racists and segregationists. With skillful manipulating of the press, they're able to make the victim look like the criminal, and the criminal look like the victim.
When I speak, I don't speak as a Democrat or a Republican, nor an American.
I'm a Muslim, and there's nothing wrong with being a Muslim.